decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the Aaron Studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. It's good to have you here. It is Monday, the 8th of November, and Thanksgiving is just around the corner, so it's almost time to start thawing that turkey. Don't try to thaw the turkey the night before. You will not have enough time. So be honest. How many of you showed up an hour early to church yesterday and found out your church has Sunday school? Yeah, wake-up call for a lot of people. Unfortunately, smartphones have taken the joy out of watching people forget about the daylight savings time change. And can we please stop messing with the clocks twice a year? Just pick a time and leave it there. We can adapt to it. I hate changing the clocks. It messes up my sleep. Even in the fall when you supposedly get an extra hour of sleep, it still messes up my sleep. So I'm not a happy camper this morning. Last night was a late night after church yesterday afternoon. Mrs. Squirrel and I went into Missoula. And yesterday was our 23rd wedding anniversary. So we went and celebrated our anniversary by going to see the new Dune movie, which is Dune Part 1, I believe Part 1 of 3, judging by where they ended it. It's about a third of the way through the novel. I first read the novel came out in 1965, and I first read it in high school and enjoyed it. Huge panoramic world building, complex plot, complex characters, really an epic story. And so this film adaptation was visually stunning. They left out some scenes that I missed that I would have liked to have seen from the book. I can understand, though, it's kind of like Lord of the Rings. There was stuff that was left out of Lord of the Rings because filmmaking is a different type of storytelling than a novel. You have to do things differently, and I understand that, but there were some scenes I wish they had kept in, and there were the characters were not, it's hard to develop characters in a film to the depth that you do in a novel. And so there was a lot of exposition that could have been tweaked a little bit to give you a little bit more depth and understanding of what's going on in the plot. But special effects were gorgeous. I thought the casting was really good. There wasn't a cast member where I raised an eyebrow thinking that he just didn't fit the character or she didn't fit the character. The casting was really good. As I said, the costuming and the effects were gorgeous. The scenery was gorgeous. I don't know how much of it was actual desert and how much of it was digital composition. The digital compositions have gotten so good that you can't tell hardly anymore. Okay, is that a miniature? Is that a life-size mock-up? How much of this town did they actually build? Is that a real? I guess they filmed some of the scenes from Caracas in Norway, and I'm like, is that a real castle in Norway, or did that doesn't look like a real castle? So I'm thinking that was digital, and so it's hard to pick that out because the effects have gotten so good with the what they can do in a computer. It's amazing. I was telling one of the high school students at Frenchtown Community Church yesterday, the first computer I worked on had 8 kilobytes of RAM. I had to explain what a kilobyte was because she knew megabytes and she knew gigabytes, but she had no clue what a kilobyte was. So I said, much, much smaller. So 8 kilobytes of RAM. I remember when Mom bought her first IBM PC-AT to do the books and stuff for Dad's construction company, and it had a 1 megabyte hard drive. And I told her she would never fill that up. That was huge. 1 megabyte was just massive. And now, you know, I have programs that are, you know, a couple hundred megabytes on my computer. So it's amazing. So, yeah. Well, it is Monday. That was our Monday meanderings. I don't have a lot more to go on this morning. There wasn't anything over the weekend that grabbed my attention in the news. There were a couple of interesting things, but it was all bad news. And I try to avoid bad news on Monday meanderings. More of the interesting things and quirky things, but didn't see anything really interesting or quirky in the news that wasn't also really bad news. Tomorrow, we're going to jump back into our discussion on evangelism. I've got a few more things to say on that subject and hope to encourage you to be more evangelistic in your walk and hopefully help equip you a little bit to be more evangelistic. So we're going to jump back into that this week. We've got Theology Thursday coming up where we're going to look back into the 1689. We're still in chapter 1, and I don't have my notes in front of me, so I can't tell you what paragraph we just finished last Thursday. But we'll look that up. And I would like to point out that I am wearing an In-N-Out t-shirt. The nearest In-N-Out is 800 miles away, but I wanted to support In-N-Out in their fight against the despotic government of Southern California or California. And so I sent off for a t-shirt. So I am wearing an In-N-Out t-shirt today. I'd much rather have a triple-triple, animal style, with a vanilla milkshake, but a t-shirt will have to do for now. The next time I'm going to be buying In-N-Out burger, by my reckoning, as things stand right now, is going to be March when I head down to Shepherd's Conference. So I will enjoy my In-N-Out triple-triple animal style with a vanilla shake at that time. Trust me, it will happen. Drove by last night as we were leaving the theater, drove by the building site where our new Chick-fil-A is going up, and realized that even if it was already there, we couldn't have had dinner there last night because it was Sunday. Ah, well, such is life. Well, we are continuing to read through the New Testament in the Legacy Standard Bible. I have seen that some of the Legacy Standard Bible, the linen hardbacks, have shipped, some of them. So people are getting their Legacy Standard Bible Bibles with the Old and New Testament. Still looking forward to it showing up on my digital platforms. It's not there yet. I assume that's going to be coming soon. And I remember when they, last spring, when they launched the New Testament Psalms and Proverbs, they had the digital came out at right about the same time. So I'm expecting that's going to be soon. I hope that's been a priority, but I haven't actually talked to anybody about it. So we can hope that's a priority. But we are reading through the New Testament in the Legacy Standard Bible. We are in the Gospel of Matthew. We've got we're going to be in 19 and 20 today. There are 28 chapters in Matthew, so we got 9 chapters left. And then we have the book of Revelation. And then we will have gone through the entire New Testament on Squirrel Chatter. So that's an accomplishment. We can stick that feather in our hat. I hope you've been with us for the whole time. If you haven't been, all of the podcasts are available online at squirrelchatter.podbeam.com. We are also part of the Christian Podcast Community. You can head on over to Christian Podcast Community, find links to this podcast and to many other fine curated Christian podcasts, which hopefully will be edifying and entertaining for you. If you're looking for something to stick into your earbuds, head on over to christianpodcastcommunity.com. And you can find Squirrel Chatter on all the major podcast hosting services, or not hosting services, but distribution, playing people, places, services. We've got Apple Podcast, we've got Google Podcasts, we've got TuneIn, Spotify, Audible. I think I'm on all those. So I know I submitted to a bunch of places, and I should probably keep up on where we're at and at least make a list. I'm trying to do it off of memory. But we're on the big ones. I know I'm on the big ones. So just search Squirrel Chatter. Look for that microphone, the red and black Squirrel Chatter logo with the gold squirrel on the microphone, and that will hopefully lead you to us. Or you can join us live every morning at 7:30 Mountain Time, live on Facebook and Twitter. So you're welcome to sign in and watch the video on Facebook and Twitter. I'm not currently posting the video anywhere other than that. So I've talked about doing Rumble. Their interface is still really clunky, and it takes way too long for me to upload it. And I've usually got stuff to do. I can have the video uploaded 10, 15 minutes after the show's, or the audio uploaded 10, 15 minutes after the show's over. But the video takes quite a bit more processing and upload time, and they have a whole, it's not just, you know, click, load a new episode. I've got to fill out a form every time, which is just really ridiculous. But that's the way it is. And I'm sure a lot of it's legal, trying to cover their legal issues with any copyright issues or anything. And any copyrighted materials that we use on Squirrel Chatter, I do have permission to use. So that is that. Okay, let's jump into our time of prayer, and then we will get into our Bible reading for today. Today we're going to be reading chapters 19 and 20 of Matthew. But let's begin with our prayers from two editions of the Book of Common Prayer. Our prayer for our president and the governors and all those in authority, we take from the 2019 Anglican Church of North America Book of Common Prayer. And then our prayer of confession and our prayer for our understanding of the scriptures come from the 1552 Book of Common Prayer that was compiled and written by Thomas Cranmer. So let's then begin. O Lord, our governor, whose glory fills all the world, we commend this nation to your merciful care, that we may be guided by your providence and dwell secure in your peace. Grant to the President of the United States and the governors of the various states, and to all in authority, wisdom and strength to know and to do your will. Fill them with the love of truth and righteousness, and make them continually mindful of their calling to serve this people in reverent obedience to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 19, again reading from the Legacy Standard Bible. Now it happened that when Jesus had finished these words, he departed from Galilee and came into the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. And some Pharisees came to Jesus, testing him and saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason at all?" And he answered and said, have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate. They said to him, why then did Moses command to give her a certificate of divorce and send her away? And he said to them, because of your hardness of heart, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning it has not been this way. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another woman commits adultery. The disciples said to him, if the relationship of the man with his wife is like this, is it better not to marry? But he said to them, not all men can accept this statement, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, and there are also eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. He who is able to accept this, let him accept it. Then some children were brought to him so that he might lay his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, let the little children alone, and do not hinder them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And after laying his hands on them, he departed from there. And behold, someone came to him and said, teacher, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said to him, why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments. Then he said to him, which ones? And Jesus said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, all these things I have kept, what am I still lacking? Jesus said to him, if you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. And Jesus said to his disciples, truly I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And when the disciples heard this, they were very astonished and said, then who can be saved? And looking at them, Jesus said to them, with people this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then Peter answered and said to him, behold, we have left everything and followed you. What then will there be for us? And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, that you who have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or farms, for my name's sake, will receive 100 times as much, and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. Chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius for the day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idly in the marketplace. And to those he said, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you. And so they went. Again he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did the same thing. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing around and said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day long? They said to him, because no one hired us. He said to them, you go into the vineyard too. Now when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last group to the first. And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each one received a denarius. And when those hired first came, they supposed they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. Now when they received it, they were grumbling at the landowner, saying, these last men have worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day in the scorching heat. But he answered and said to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go, but I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with what is mine, with what is my own? Or is your eye envious because I am generous? So the last shall be first, and the first last." And as Jesus was about to go up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves. And on the way he said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will deliver him over to the Gentiles to mock and flog and crucify him. And on the third day he will be raised up." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, bowing down and making a request of him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Command that in your kingdom these two sons of mine may sit on your right, and one on your right and one on your left." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "My cup you shall drink, but to sit on my right and on my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." And hearing this, the 10 became indignant with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." And as they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed them. And behold, two blind men sitting by the road, hearing that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." But the crowd sternly told them to be quiet. But they cried out all the more, saying, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." And Jesus stopped and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, that our eyes be opened." And moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight and followed him. And when they had approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied there, and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them." And this took place in order that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a pack animal." Well, this is the word of the Lord. I start into chapter 21, so we will have to pick that up again tomorrow. Hope you have a wonderful Monday. Make sure you do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. Whatever you do, do it under the glory of the Lord. And I hope to see you again here tomorrow for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Goodbye. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.